Here's a thought I'll title, Irrelevant Information. Those of you who have been listening to my Here's a Thought commentaries, or as far as that goes, my podcasts, for a while, you might be interested in how I accomplish these. Well, let me describe my process. The first thing I do is I'm using a cardioid dynamic microphone that plugs directly into my computer via USB-A and feeds the digital signal directly into my computer, which I then record as a WAV file at 48 kilohertz using Adobe Audition, which then gets processed a little bit for tone and for consistent loudness from episode to episode, which is then converted and saved into an MP3 file that's saved at 64 kilobits per second and as a 44.1 kilohertz audio file. There. You now have all the information. Did it change anything about the content of what I'm talking about? Do you understand anything that you might employ in your photography or that you might use to interpret my thoughts on photography and whether or not they pertain to you? Did any of that technical information make any difference to you whatsoever? Of course not. It's absolutely irrelevant information. Unless you're a recording engineer, maybe. Unless you want to do what I do, well, maybe. But I would bet for 99.999% of you, all of that technical information about how I record these audios is absolutely non sequitur. Makes no difference whatsoever. As long as you can hear me and understand me, and it seems legibly audible to you, that's all that counts. Well, obviously, where I'm going with all of this is that sentiment applies exactly to our photography. No one cares what camera you used, what lens, what f-stop, what software, what paper you printed on, what matte board you use, what framing you use. None of that makes any difference as knowledge. But some of it may impact how your images are seen. If you've done the right things, all of that technical stuff blends into the background. I'll bet none of you listening to my Here's a Thought commentaries has ever asked, I wonder what the bit rate is of his MP3 files. Similarly, I don't ever remember looking at a photograph that just blew me out of the water and I thought was absolutely wonderful and fantastic, thinking, I wonder what f-stop they used. I was listening to one of my favorite heavy metal rock and roll bands the other day, and the audible quality of their guitar work was absolutely fascinating. It fit the song and the theme and the subject beautifully. And I remember thinking, wow, that's fantastic. But I didn't think, I wonder if they accomplished that with some kind of foot pedal or if it's something in their guitar pickup. No, I just enjoyed it. And obviously, that's exactly the same with all arts. We may be amazed that someone can do something because, well, quite honestly, we can't. But knowing how they did it doesn't make us appreciate it anymore. At least, that's the way I feel about it. It's like watching a magician on stage. I know they've got tricks. I know they've practiced their techniques so that they do remain invisible. And it doesn't improve my appreciation of their performance if they were to tell me exactly how they did everything. As a matter of fact, it might diminish the magic of their performance if I knew how they did it. Some secrets are better kept within the priesthood. I'm all for sharing information at workshops. There's no secrets. We don't hold back information because we're afraid our peers might be able to reproduce our photographs. That's not a healthy attitude. But I don't think we need to tell anybody else, particularly the public, how it is that we've accomplished what we've accomplished. Better off just to let them see it, appreciate it, and move on.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.